Let's go. It's the Hideout. What's up, Timmy?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Back and forth, I'm up again. Take it on the fucking chin. No, I don't know nothing about a murder.
No, I don't.
Twist it off, I'm on a binge. Raging out, I'm talking shit. About to have me going Teddy Turner. Yeah. If you really down to ride, then we really ought to roll. I ain't got a lot of time, but I got a lot of flows. I done seen a lot of crimes, and I never even told. Seek the truth, and you will find nothing's ever as we know. I've been going super saiyan, shit that got me elevated. You gon' probably miss a lot of payments, living on a prayer. Common knowledge polished off with mediocre vodka tonic. Daily dosing chronic in a healthy hoard of hydroponics. I've been going hard just to have a little fun. You should probably see me when I'm really going on the run. Tell the truth, I should be grateful for the shit that I have done. Now it's me, Xander, and Jimmy in the Hideout dropping bombs.
It's a celebration, it's a celebration, it's a celebration, have some fun. It's a celebration, it's a celebration, it's a celebration, have some fun. Celebration, it's a celebration, it's a celebration, have some fun. Celebration, it's a celebration, it's a celebration, have some fun!
I'm just here for the booze, loosen up a few screws, it's the end of the day, yeah? Yeah, pass a fifth of pleader shit. I don't really need to mix for the kicks, I'll just lay here. Yeah, waste a few racks, don't get it wasted. Shirt some sacks out, rubber bands, now we snake skin, we dry it out. Landish, I made it to the end. Got too faded off the Henny, what a night to pretend. Alright.
Aw, shit, we hit 1,000 plays, and y'all left me speechless. I got nothing left to say. But thanks to everyone who's listened to the podcast, it means a lot.
Thank you everyone who's listened to the podcast, it means a lot. Thanks to Mainmakers for sponsoring the giveaway. Go check out Mainmakers, and thank you all. Thanks to everyone for listening.
All right, how's it going, everybody? Welcome back to The Hideout. My name is Jimmy. Joining me is my two co-hosts, Xander Blade and Shane Smith. What is up, y'all two?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Hey, looking at a full room of names, not faces, but names right now.
Voice black.
And joining us for this celebration podcast is Mr. Jay Killer or Jeffrey. How's it going, sir?
What's up, man? What's going on? You know what I mean?
All right. Then we have the Twin Cat Spirits as per usual. We do this. What's up, y'all two?
What's going on? Hey, what's up?
There we go. And then we have Mr. Ganjanim or Mr. Umai. There we go. And then least but not last, we do have the wonderful gaming co-op person anybody could ask for. We have the lovely Smothery Birdie joining us again. How's it going, madam?
Good. Hey, everybody.
And tonight we are going to be doing another bracket style. It's going to be the 50 best retro games that I pulled off of a list, but I changed some of the games out because most of them were Mario, and I said, fuck Mario, he can go to hell.
Jesus.
And of course, joining us in chat is going to be Pac-Man and Cracked Nuke. He'll be joining us later. And maybe Mr. Timothy Watkins, if he shows up. If not, well, then he missed out on a good time.
He's a coward.
Damn, bro, what the hell? I'm
just kidding. Chose violence.
We loved him.
So, shots Tim. Fired.
Tim just joins in right now.
In an American classroom?
All right. So, I'm gonna go with Jeffrey first, May, Birdie, Gong, Xander, and then Shane. That's how it's gonna go. So the first two games pitted against each other is Mario Bros. 3 versus Tetris. Jeffrey.
Oh man.
So what is my vote on this one?
Yes.
Mario, man.
Okay.
Not a mathematician.
Not a mathematician. May.
I gotta go with Mario.
Okay. Birdie.
I'm sorry to tell you, I will go against the leader of the pack in this one, but Tetris all the way. All
right. Gone.
Actually, it's Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
So, which one is that?
Definitely
one?
Definitely Tetris.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I was thinking. Xander.
Tetris, dude. Like, come on, did you not hear that? And I used to play that mode on the Game Boy all the time, bro. I really do like Mario 3, but I don't know, Tetris just, it's simple.
Shame. It's,
yep.
I know that this is very fitting, but I'm going to have to go with Mario.
All right, and it's tied, but Pac-Man came through and said Tetris. So Mario 3 is eliminated.
It's crazy.
We shaking it up already.
Get it out of here. Next up is Mrs. Pac-Man versus A Link to the Past. Jeffrey.
Pac-Man, man.
All right.
Y'all just kicked me out of the chat.
Bang.
Hate to go against your wife, Pac, but Link to the Past.
Okay. Birdie.
I will have to go with A Link to the Past.
Okay. Gone.
Pac's wife.
Holy shit.
There's some disrespect going on in this motherfucker tonight. God damn.
All right, Xander.
Link to the Past.
Shane.
I almost said something fucked up, but I'm not going to.
No, well, hey. He said, I'm adding to the fire.
A Link to Pac's wife. Hey, I'm just joking. I don't even know who that is.
Am I part of it now? I don't
even know who that is. I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry. Whoever that person is, I am just totally joking.
Just an unmarried mod.
I'm going with Pac-Man because I never played Link to the Past. I don't even know what game that is.
So Pac's wife.
Zelda, Link to the Past. Okay, so Pac said as much as it hurts him to say, but he's going to go to Link to the Past, so Miss Pac-Man is eliminated.
He wasn't happily married anyway.
So now we have Sonic the Hedgehog versus Super Mario Kart for the SNES.
Is this the original Sonic? Sonic,
yes.
Oh, yeah, that cough, though.
Jeffrey.
Right?
Is it the original Sonic with Knuckles?
Sonic, man.
Okay. Meg.
You hurt my heart on that one. But Sega.
All right. Birdie.
Oh, Nintendo all the way.
Mario Kart.
The original Mario Kart was the best.
Definitely collecting those rings. Going for Sonic.
Yay.
That's all about the
cold. Definitely shooting those turtle shells.
All right.
Sorry.
Shame.
I'm going to have to go with Sonic.
Hey, Pat.
You don't have to say sorry. It's just there was a second there. I was really wondering where you were going there, Xander.
Okay, so Sonic wins, eliminating Mario Kart. Even though Pat said Mario Kart, Sonic still had a little bit more. We have Donkey Kong, the original Donkey Kong for the NES, the one where you had to climb up the ladders and get to Paulina, versus the OG Duck Hunt.
Oh, no!
With or without the gun?
I was about to say, how in the hell did you play without the gun? That's the whole thing.
Man.
Jeffrey.
Well, got to get it with the Duck Hunt, man.
All right. Sorry. Meg.
Dude, that little gun was iconic back then. That shit blew my mind.
So, Duck Hunt.
That was a Wii before the Wii, bro.
Yeah, man.
Birdie.
Duck Hunt.
Okay. Gong?
Definitely Duck Hunt.
Xander.
The one that's not Duck Hunt. I didn't experience Duck Hunt. Okay. I didn't have a gun. All right. Maybe this is a personal issue. This is my life, okay? Just let me have this, all right?
Hey. Is it me?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Duck Hunt. I mean, shit, bro.
All right. Pat.
God damn it, Sam. Hell.
Which way you choose it, because either way, Donkey Kong is getting eliminated.
Duck Hunt.
He said Duck Hunt.
All right. Well, of course he says Duck Hunt. That's who he plays Smash all the time. A little salty about that, sorry.
OG.
Let it go.
Now we have Street Fighter 2 Turbo versus Outrun. Outrun is a SNES racing game.
I was about to say, boy, you know, you got to explain.
Outrun was one of the, it's considered almost one of the best SNES racing games at the time.
Oh, that was F-Zero on Sega too. I remember that one.
Yeah, it was on Sega too. So, Jeffrey.
Dude, I'm just going to go with that one because I've never heard of either of those.
You never heard of Street Fighter 2?
Dude, you got Street Fighter 2?
Huh? See, that was for Tim, but he's not here, so.
Yeah, I was about to say, what Tim him?
So which one, Jeffrey?
I guess Outrun, man. That sounds the coolest.
Dude, hold on. Listen, hard stop. Jeffrey, you've never heard of Street Fighter 2?
Street Fighter. Oh, yeah. I was about to say,
I was going to let the quiet speak.
Dang. No, Street Fighter. Street Fighter.
Yeah, Street Fighter. Ryu, Ken.
Well, fuck. Go with that.
So that's the one you. Is that the one you want to go with?
Ken's my men, man.
Okay. Yeah. Meg.
Man, I lost many a quarter on Outrun, so I'm going to have to go with Street Fighter. Fuck Outrun.
All right, Birdie.
Street Fighter.
Right, gone.
Sure you can.
All right, Xander.
Street Fighter.
Okay, Pac says Street Fighter, so this is going to be a wash anyway. Shane?
I was going to do what Gong did, but Street Fighter.
All right, Street Fighter takes out Outrun. I saw that coming. Now we have Space Invaders versus Paperboy. Jeffrey.
Ooh. Man, Paperboy, though.
Paperboy.
All right.
Pretty good, man.
Yeah, Paperboy was hot, man. I got to go with Paperboy.
Okay, Birdie.
Space Invaders.
All right. Gone.
I think I'm going to go Paperboy.
Okay. Xander.
No Paperboy. I don't even know what the fuck Paperboy is.
All right, Shane.
Listen, I'm with Xander, Invaders, but I do want to say that Paperboy in the TV show Atlanta... That's Paperboy. Shout out to Paperboy. That show is awesome. So
Shane is
that
so culture, is awesome. Guys.
No, it came down to a tie, but Pat said Space Invaders, so Paperboy was eliminated.
Fine.
I bid you well, Paperboy.
I'm not going to lie. I spent many hours on Paperboy. Now we have Pong versus Streets of Rage 2.
Well, man.
Was that the young one laughing at me? Was that her laughing?
What just happened?
Paper boy, Jeffrey.
Okay, what was that second option besides Pong?
Streets of Rage 2.
Okay, I'm going to have to pick Pong because I have no idea what that other is.
Oh,
it's a side-scroller
fighting.
Beat-em-up game.
Mm.
All right, May.
Streets of Rage.
Birdie.
Pong.
Gong.
Streets of Rage.
Sander.
Say it.
Damn, he went mute for this shit.
I said Pong, but I guess I said it too low. Pong.
All right.
Was like, there was four others of us talking at the same time. That's why he didn't hear it. Look, I love to pretend to romanticize this minimalist attitude you guys have here, but I can't go with Pong. So
listen, bro. Okay. Pong is not that minimalistic. All right. Pong on the PC. Pong Windows 98 had explosions.
Yeah, like little fishes floating around in the background or something. It's not good. Yeah. Enough, look, you can make Ricochet Pong too.
All right, so it came down to a tie, but Pac said Pong, so Pong takes the lead on this one.
No, he said Streets of Rage.
Yeah, I'm saying Streets of Rage, too.
No, my bad. I misread it. Okay, so Pong is eliminated.
He's saying Pong's the OG.
The OG, though.
Okay, I misread it. My bad. Streets of Rage, okay? Yeah,
throw Pong in the streets.
So now we have...
a whole crime syndicate for you to do them like that.
So we have Super Metroid versus Gauntlet.
Ooh,
I think it was falling off Gauntlet.
Gauntlet is
their side scroller beat 'em up.
Pong did,
but it's fantasy style medieval, like medieval fantasy D&D style Gauntlet.
Okay.
So, Jeffrey, Super Metroid or Gauntlet? You want to play as a badass chick named Samus, or do you want to go on a D&D adventure?
Nah, I played Gauntlet. That was kind of like my first foray into like medieval fantasy, like RPG kind of ish a little bit. So I'm probably going to have to go with that, even though I did play Metroid some too. So,
yeah, Gauntlet.
Oh, whoa, what?
That's really I know off. You're surprised. Yeah,
okay. 1985.
It's
great,
Birdie.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to actually have to go with Gauntlet. I never played much of Metroid because I'd always backseat game with Dorcas.
Okay.
Shout out to Dorcas. Dorcas.
You know, Gauntlet for me, I never got into the Metroid games, so Gauntlet.
Xander.
Metroid.
Shane.
I'm going to have to go with Gauntlet. I played it at Walmart.
All right. Super Metroid is eliminated, even though Peck did say Super Metroid, but it's eliminated. It's only had two votes. Day of the Tentacle versus Sensible Soccer.
What?
I have to grab a coin flip.
I saw that video before.
Hey, Gaul, gifted a tier one sub to Miss Birdie for the channel. Thank you, sir.
Man, every time I do a gifted sub, it always goes to Murray.
Day of the Tentacle or what?
The Day of the Tentacle versus Sensible Soccer.
Dude, I hate soccer. Let's go with the tentacles.
The Day of the Tentacle is like a point-and-click action game.
Okay, I like games like that.
Keep in mind, I was born in 94. And, like, we started out with, like, Sega Genesis and, like, all that, like, rolling around 2001, so.
All right, man.
Tippy, so we are about 30 years behind everybody.
Bruh,
so.
Sensible that Soccer looks god-awful, and I'm still going to pick it over this tentacle shit.
All right, Birdie?
Wow.
Calm down. All right, just calm down with the tentacles. All right.
What the hell? What?
Listen, I'm putting Google to work right now. I'm just letting y'all know because I don't.
You don't want to know what the tentacles. That's something I gotta say.
No, I'm about to look.
Looked it up. So
Chains
in an IGN room. I know I have trauma with tentacles.
Run.
Trauma with tentacles, but I will have to choose tentacles over soccer.
It was like such a nice guy.
All right, let's get Karen's opinion on that one. Tell her soccer.
I watch her enough play it. I'm good.
All right, Gong.
You know, I'm going to go soccer. Like, I was pretty big into the sports. Like, I think, like, Madden 95 was the first, like, sports game I played for NES. That shit was hard, but it was fun.
Peck said soccer.
Fair.
Peck.
So, I'm going to go Peck, soccer.
You already know. All right. Xander.
Day of the Tentacle.
Okay.
Yes.
Shane.
Okay, so is this game called Day of the Tentacle? Because I looked up tentacles, and it's like
Day
game.
Of the Tentacle.
Boy, you gonna go through
No.
Stay away from there.
I typed in tentacles the game, but it's like some tentacles enter the mind.
Where's some girl going? Yeah, my nana. Wait, that shit in the background. Shane's found it.
I'm just gonna have to honestly, like, just without me having to do too much research, I think that I would probably pick the sports game. Something leads me to believe that I would pick the sports game out of the equation. So
it fit you, man.
Yes, I would. I'll take that. So
the next we have the Sims versus Manic Miller. Don't ask me what Manic Miller was. I just saw it and I was like, "All right, cool."
Giving him Sims, man.
Is it Manic Miner?
It says Miller. Let me pull up my phone to go back to that list.
Yeah, I'm seeing like Manic Miner, Maniac Killer.
Yeah, I'm just seeing Manic Miner.
Maybe the tentacle is devil.
Oh, some of these were before. Yeah, nope.
Let's get it.
Yeah, Shane, we're playing arenas, bro. This shit's actually.
I see that. I don't know nothing about this, so yeah. Only done it a few times. Hey, I did want to say, I did look up Day of the Tentacle. I see what y'all meant.
Manic Miner. My bad. Miner.
Dirty.
I put Miller. Miner. Manic Miner. My bad.
Manic Manor?
Miner.
Miner.
Oh, like a digger.
Yeah.
Okay. Like digged up.
I see, said the boy.
This is like a horrible version of digged up. This mug is old as hell.
All right, Jeffrey.
Hey, this shit in the caveman days.
Well, you know it.
Mr. Game & Watch was here, wasn't he?
Bug Bite Software.
That is me. That's Mr. Game & Watch's daddy, bro. What are you talking about? Yeah, this game is old.
Jeffrey, which way are you going with, sir?
83.
Dude, it's going to be The Sims, man.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
All right, Ming.
The Sims.
Right. Holy shit, that's what it's up against?
Yeah, that's a wash. I'm sorry.
Dirty.
Big, man.
Where you can have two people forced to make babies in weird situations and then kill them off because you can? Sims.
Oh my God. Hey, why did you go there, though?
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, we all came Jesus here to play.
Fuck them kids with a person.
Well, it's either that or
I'm
going.
I'm going Sims.
All right. Sandra Shane.
Gong's like, I'm going home.
Oh, Sims.
I ain't digging for shit. I'm gonna
go. All right, this was a wash. All right, first wash of the bracket. All right, we have SimCity 2000 versus Doom.
Oh, the original Doom? This is
the original
fair.
Doom. Jeffrey.
Doom.
Damn right.
Damn, that's hard.
You know what I mean, man.
Dang.
Doom.
Damn right. Let's go, Birdie.
Doom.
Damn right. Let's go. Gong.
Now, I always like SimCity.
Fuck you, Gong. Get out of here. Xander.
Doom.
Damn right, bro. Shane.
I'm just going to be honest. Wolfenstein was better than Doom, and
bro, stop. Get out of here.
I would be more inclined to play the simulation sky strategy game. Sorry.
I'm about some right. Wolfenstein better than Doom. Boy, it ain't that much of a difference.
So you're going with Sim?
I know.
Pat, which one?
I don't want to play the game with you no more. Bro.
All right. Well, either way, Sim City's going to be eliminated. We have make sure I wrote this down right.
Why they got the
lemons?
Ooh, lemons. Okay.
Lemmings.
Shout out to the little boys.
Heck yeah.
Versus Chucky Egg. I had it right.
It sounded weird, Xander, but it wasn't as weird as it sounded.
No, hey, it's all right, bro.
The Lemmings.
What you got to do, man?
So, Jeffrey, these are very old games. Which one would you like? Would you like to be a chicken trying to throw your eggs around, or would you like to? I don't know what Lemmings is about.
You control the Lemmings and get them to the goal.
Yeah,
there we go.
They splat. Well,
Lemmings, of course.
That shit on math.
Yeah, shout out to the army.
Nang.
Lemmings. This looks pretty nice.
Lemmings.
Lemmings is fun as hell.
Hey, that was the one thing that got me through like a lot of elementary school was the chance when you're on the computer, you can just go play some Lemmings. That was the game.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Xander.
That's awesome.
Gong said, okay. Shane.
I was going to say something very similar to Gong because I was like a simple game that just you can do something. It takes a little bit of brain, but you know it's a little challenging. But it was like a phone game. It's like a phone game now, but back in the day, it was on your big ass family computer or whatever. So,
all right. So next we have OG Lemmings 1, Pac 6, skipping for a bit. So that was a wash for Chucky Egg. Now we have the OG Prince of Persia. So that doesn't include the one that we know of that's on the PS2 and everything. This is the one that's on the NES. The OG Prince of Persia versus The Secret of Monkey Island.
And. Probably Monkey Island because that's when I played of the two.
Yeah. Meg.
Yeah, I'll go with Prince of Persia on this one.
Birdie.
Prince of Persia.
I don't know. That OG Prince of Persia was hard as fuck.
It was hard as fuck, but I enjoyed every fucking minute of it.
So I'm going to go with Monkey Island.
All right. Xander.
Monkey Island.
All right, Shane.
Monkey Island.
All right, Prince Persia's out of here. That's why they came out and redid it, I guess.
Because we don't give a damn.
Now we have Pole Position versus Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, Lord. Hey, hold on.
Wash.
I don't know.
Wash.
What you don't know. Way.
I feel a type of way.
Pole Position is a racing game.
Yeah, I know. I remember Pole Position.
That was a pretty good game. Yeah.
Well, hey,
Jeffrey.
And it's fucking with Crash?
It's a pretty hard decision, man. Honestly. No, I'm just joking. It's Crash, man. It's Crash.
Really have to think about this.
Damn right.
All right. Hey.
Bandicoot.
Fuck the Bandicoot. All right. Ready?
Crash all the way.
Dog.
Hit them apple boxes with Crash.
Xander.
Pole Position.
He's a lying coward. He's a liar.
No, Medium's actually played Pole Position before.
That copium, man. That copium.
Shane.
I'm crying. I wish I could turn my camera on. It won't let me, but I would just show you the tear running down my cheek. Alex. Crash. Okay. Like, I feel like my life just came crashing down.
Oh, yeah, because we used to play it a lot. Man, I don't give a damn about this shit.
No, just talk of shit, dude.
You used to get beat in that game anyway. Why would you want to go back to that?
It wasn't even multiplayer.
So we have Contra versus Myst.
Couch co-op. Contra. Oh, no.
The OG Myst Contra.
Point and click kind of thing. Yeah.
Jeffrey, do you want to shoot aliens or do you want a point and click adventure?
What? I didn't like any of those games, man.
Point and clicks or Contra?
I'll do that.
So, which one?
Which one? Yeah,
you got it.
Which one should I pick? Man, probably Contra, dude. Fuck it.
All right, May.
Erica.
Contra. Ferdy.
Contra.
All right, go.
Gotta get that S gun in Contra.
All right.
Damn that gun.
Center.
What was it besides Contra?
Yes, it's a point and click, like
Myst.
Yeah,
it's like a fantasy point and click mystery.
Yeah, I
type
know
thing.
What that is. Contra all day.
Okay, it's gonna be a wash probably, anyways. Shane,
Contra.
Okay, Contra wins. Me and Alex still got to beat Alien Wars. Damn it!
Well, that is never gonna happen. We've been doing that for 10
years.
We
got to the boss and we couldn't beat him. All right, we'll do it again. So we have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time versus Pac-Man.
Wash.
Sorry, I'm about to hurt Jimmy's feelings.
Turtles in damn time, man.
Oh,
shit.
Jeffrey, my boy, pulling through. Let's go. Meg, fuck you. Birdie.
Damn. Hey, you said that.
No, I'm joking, man. You're going with Pac-Man?
Hell no, Pac-Man can suck a dick.
All right, Bernie.
Let's fucking go.
Turtles.
All right, let's go.
Cowabunga.
Washed.
All right. Xander.
Pac-Man.
Skip me for a bit.
Joking, Turtles in Time. You know, I should have kept it Pac-Man.
I was about to say I believed you on the last one, Xander, but this one, I can't take this one. I can't accept.
All right, Shane, Turtles.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir, Mr. Sir.
So now we have Qbert versus Asteroids.
Aww.
Jeffrey.
Asteroids.
All right. Meg.
Qbert, man.
Okay. Birdie.
What were the games again?
Qbert versus Asteroids.
Oh, Asteroids.
Okay. Colin.
My aunt had an Asteroids arcade machine in her house, so definitely Asteroids.
Okay. Xander.
Asteroids.
We won.
Shane.
Asteroids.
Okay, Qbert is out of here.
Bobby. Yeah,
I like Qbert, but I like Asteroids a little bit more. Next, we have Disney's Aladdin versus Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Hey,
what? That again,
but the infamous Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
So, Jeffrey,
probably Punch Out, man. That was a classic, man.
Classic.
I like it.
Meg,
definitely Punch Out.
Birdie,
punch out.
Oh man, I'm probably going to be the only one, but I enjoyed that Aladdin game. That shit, bruh,
that shit was hard as fuck, but I enjoyed it more.
It was hard, but it was fun. Yeah,
I enjoyed it a little bit more than punch out.
Heck yeah,
Xander.
Punch out.
Shame.
Okay, which Aladdin game is this?
The Disney Aladdin game that came, the OG
Sega Genesis. Disney, Sega Genesis.
No, yeah,
it's Sega and SNES.
That makes sense. That's, I'm definitely picking that. I'm sorry.
No, Punch Out.
So I know it's not the status quo, but I never actually even played Punch Out. I've just heard a lot about it online over the years.
I played
the shit out of that Aladdin game on Sega Genesis. I sucked at it, just like the Lion King game, but I loved it.
Yep.
Oh, right. Yep. Both were still great, though.
It didn't matter because Punch Out still wins this one.
That's fair.
So now we have Golden 007 Golden Eye versus Final Fantasy VII.
Whoa, chill out, dude.
Which one, Jeffrey?
About to break some friendships in here.
Hey, everybody in the chat, send this link out to everybody. Tell them to tune in right now and get in the chat.
Hey, you know what I'm about to do?
What's that? All right. Well, now it is. May.
Need a odd job around here. Goldeneye.
Okay. Birdie.
Goldeneye.
Oh, no. Is it happening? Are we actually getting it out of here?
I got to go with Cloud.
Okay. Xander.
Yeah, I'll go with Cloud too, man. You know, got to keep it. Got to keep it interesting.
I got a text message from about 15 minutes ago from Xander that said, join me. And that's all it said. And I completely forgot why he sent me that. And I was like, yo, what?
Goldeneye.
I'm definitely going Final Fantasy VII.
No! Don't leave it to me.
It is up to you. I never
played
Goldeneye.
It's got to be you.
I'm Anarchist in 64s.
You're not biased, of course, right?
Say it. Speak it. Speak your truth.
So if it lands on the turtle, it's...
It lands on the turtle. You're saying Ninja Turtle?
If it's 7, or if it lands on the side that doesn't have anything on it, it's Goldeneye.
Oh, God, you can't do it. You can't leave it up to a coin flip.
Oh, all he right. always does.
I'm devil. Sorry, Goldeneye. You're out of here.
This is... Goldeneye's out? Goldeneye's out?
Now you're leaving your opinion to fate.
Like God intended. Screw that.
Look, I just bought literally, if you want my opinion, I'm going to go with Final Fantasy VII to begin with because I just bought the fucking game and I have Final Fantasy VII.
Just
Dirge.
We don't. None of us have no moral standing while we pick our.
Yeah,
I'm neutral. I'm neutral. I'm supposed to be neutral. Now we have Donkey Kong Country versus Tomb Raider.
Ooh,
Jeffrey.
Laura.
Tomb Raider.
Laura.
Donkey Kong.
All right. At least somebody's on my side. Gone.
DK.
All right. Two people on my side. Good. Xander.
Laura. I was actually going to say DK, but I'm going to be a Jake about it. Laura, why not?
Shane.
I was gonna say Donkey Kong because I shafted Donkey Kong earlier.
Okay, well, what? If it's up to me,
I never played Tomb Raider.
I had the last revelation.
Tomb Raider.
Donkey Kong survives this one.
Damn, have they ever made a fucking Donkey Kong movie? No.
They had a TV show. They made it really. Come on, ABC Family.
Hey, give it.
He's got a rap.
Hey, give it time. There will be a movie made very soon.
But his boobs can't cut diamonds.
Oh, we don't want it. Like, we're
hey,
not
you don't need no cheat code to make him nude.
So we have Roller Coaster Tycoon versus Wolfenstein 3D.
Shane, here's your time.
Dude.
Jeffrey.
That's all about that Tycoon, man. Because, you know, I just downloaded that shit on my phone, Roller Coaster Tycoon 3.
Listen. Listen, I want to know how this list was made because this is the same scenario. This is the same scenario as last time.
It was made the way his last opinion was made, randomly.
No, listen, it was SimCity 2000 versus Doom, and this is Roller Coaster Tycoon versus Wolfenstein. I'm telling you,
no Roller Coaster Tycoon. You might as well say Farmville versus fucking Plants versus Zombies.
All right, May, which one?
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Okay, Birdie.
Tycoon.
Gong.
Wolfenstein.
My bro. All right, Xander.
Wolfenstein.
My bro.
Building roller coasters.
Listen. Listen, hands down, Roller Coaster Tycoon, dude. We played
what is happening?
We played the shit out of Roller Coaster
Tycoon.
We first had our own computer that we had access to and we could just sit there and play games on. We chose to watch E-Bombs World videos and play Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Unfortunately, we got a bunch of sexy people in here like to kill people on roller coasters. All right, moving on.
I feel like that's what's really going on. What's wrong with you?
We have Spyro versus the man, the myth, the legend, Duke Nukem.
Oh, no.
Jeffrey.
I'm here to kick some ass. All right.
All right. May.
Man, I'm going Spyro, man.
Okay.
Oh.
Birdie?
I mean, both games are really good. But unfortunately, I do have to go with my dragon because, you know, those eggs, man.
Okay. Hit the damn egg.
Please. Gotta save the egg.
Yes, yes, Crafty. That's the dude from the store.
Yes, yes, that's the dude from the store. Yes. That's Jeffrey.
All right, I'm gonna go with Spyro.
Xander.
Yeah, Spyro.
Same.
I'm gonna have to go Spyro. Sorry.
All right. Well, I guess,
dude,
I'm all out of
no
bubble
ass
gum.
And bubble gum here.
I'm all out of bubble gum.
What the fuck?
That's what he says. He says,
I'm here to chew bubble gum.
Yeah. Now we have Pokemon Red and Blue versus Pitfall.
Say that again?
Pokemon Red and Blue versus Pitfall.
Oh, Pokemon, sure, dude. Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon for sure.
Gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all.
Birdie.
Oh, of course, you gotta catch them all.
Gotta go.
Bulbasaur.
Pikachu.
Yeah, stop doing that. It's so accurate. Jesus Christ.
Gotta get out of here.
Yo, Pokemon.
Hey. I'm definitely. It was Pokemon versus what?
Pitfall, but Pitfall lost anyway because everybody voted Pokemon.
I was definitely going to pick Pokemon, and I wasn't even allowed to play when that game was out. So
now we have Digimon World 3 versus Warcraft.
Sarah.
Warcraft,
okay.
Man. So much rage.
Is Warcraft a PC game?
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
It's the prequel to WoW.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go Warcraft.
Okay.
Really Digimon. Digimon, digital monsters, Digimon, are we champions?
Definitely Warcraft.
Okay. Xander.
Digimon.
Shane.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Digimon.
And it's a tie, so I'm choosing and get the fuck out of here.
What about Crafty?
Crafty's gonna choose Digimon anyways.
He said go yellow, bro. More classic.
He's gonna choose fucking Digimon.
Shake Sonora.
Let's ask the Digimon fanatic.
So you want to go win one more time and then go back out?
That's cool, man.
So the last two before we regroup it again, we have Tron versus Oddworld 8 Odyssey.
It was a Tron game?
It was just like the light cycle racing game.
Oh, okay.
Dude.
Is this the one they made for like the PlayStation 2, or is this the one that they made like, or did they make one like?
I don't know the other game, but not Tetris,
the NES or something like that back in the day.
It had to be on the NES.
I feel like it would. I feel like Tron would be a game that they would have had back then.
I think it was a NES game.
What was that Odyssey game you said?
Oddworld.
Abe, obviously. So,
Link to the Past.
Tron.
All right.
Oh, next. That dude. Yeah, Oddworld.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, that's a locked memory.
Mountain Dew, the very first Xbox game ever.
Yep.
I'm just looking. Tron.
Okay. Gong.
I'm going to go Oddworld.
Sander.
Future. I mean, Oddworld.
Shame.
We all thought it. Now, is this Oddworld Munch's Odyssey?
Yes. It's Ace Odyssey, whatever it's called. Yeah. All right. Sean's okay, eliminated. Look, correct you in the room, please.
I forgot all about Oddworld, man.
Man, thank you, Shane, for catching on that little Odd Future joke.
That was a weird ass game.
You know I was going to get it, buddy.
Yeah, man. Thanks. Thanks, bro.
I got your back, bro.
Totally great. Duck Hunt was revolutionary.
Franco. All right. Cracky is here, so we're continuing along. We have Tetris versus A Link to the Past.
Oh. Dude.
Oh, shit.
Getting tight now.
Hey, here we go. Get real tight. Get real tight. Crafty, you popped up at the right time.
The revamp this now, right?
Yes, it's revamped.
Well, that's not going to advance my or enhance my answer any, but probably, dude, definitely not Tetris, dude.
My man.
Let's go.
That was gangster shit.
All right, bang.
Link to the Past.
Birdie.
Link.
All right. Gong.
Tetris.
Xander.
Tetris.
Shane.
Link to the fucking Past.
All right, Crash.
You don't even know what that is, Shane.
YOLO. YOLO.
Okay. Tetris is out of here.
God dang it. Oh, well.
Now we have Sonic versus OG Duck Hunt.
Dude, Sonic, man. I'm sorry.
Remember, y'all did this to yourselves. All right, Sonic.
Times. These are crazy times.
Nang.
Sonic.
Birdie.
You'll talk what were they shit. Again?
I
Sonic versus Duck Hunt.
Oh, Duck Hunt.
Oh well.
Gong.
Sonic.
Xander.
Sonic.
Shane.
Hey, I respect Birdie for sticking to her guns.
And Gong wins. With Duck Hunt.
Hi.
But hey, I have got to go with Sonic.
All right, Crafty.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, well, I guess us three is down the line. Fuck Sonic the Hedgehog. Fuck that yellow fucking blue bastard.
Jesus Christ.
He's a what child. Did the blue people do to you? Gosh.
He's a child.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo versus Space Invaders. Jeffrey.
Dude, repeat that.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo versus Space Invaders.
Street Fighter, dude.
Okay. Bang.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Street Fighter.
I'm calm down.
I've heard
you. Space Invaders.
Gone.
Street Fighter.
Xander.
Street Fighter.
Shane.
Street Fighter.
Crafty. Okay, Space Invaders is out of here.
Oh, going with Sims.
Eat him, Maddie.
T4 Atari.
That's right. Now we have Streets of Rage 2 versus Gauntlet.
Oh, damn, dude.
Sound like someone's having fun in the background.
Nope, we don't talk about that.
Streets of Rage 2 versus Gauntlet, Jeffrey.
Dude, probably Gauntlet, man.
Okay. May.
Man, that's tough, man. Come on.
You okay?
I'm gonna go Gauntlet with that one.
He's hurt. I heard him every time we do these brackets. Don't we know this?
Yeah.
Birdie.
Gauntlet.
Gone.
Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage.
Shame.
Streets of Rage.
Crafty.
Oh, I'd rather kill the lemons than otherworldly right, monsters.
Streets of Rage is out of here.
At least he went up against the real one.
Sensible Soccer versus the Sims. Fucking way that survived.
Oh,
why is that still here? God.
Could John have won the tentacle game to win? Jeffrey.
Well, soccer, of course. No, I'm joking.
Sims, yeah. Got you.
Thanks. Sims.
All right, Birdie.
Gims.
Gone.
I'm really tempted to choose soccer to see if we can't just get it to the top.
Let's go.
I'll do it if you do it.
So, I'll do soccer. Soccer.
All right. Xander's.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, soccer one.
All right. Okay.
I am not going to be going with soccer. I will not contribute to this social.
Let the meme, bro.
The integrity of this. Yes. Hey,
we all know the ultimate Spyro. Game is E.T. for Atari.
Trust me.
Oh, God.
Breathe it.
I know what the question was.
Now we have Doom versus Lemmings.
He's still
that
going. Okay,
going. It just didn't make no sense.
Jeffrey.
You said Tomb Raider?
Doom versus Lemmings.
Lemmings. All right. Lemmings.
Lemons, whatever.
When life lemons.
Doom. Going Doom here.
Okay, Birdie.
Doom, 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 doom.
All right, gone.
Lemmings.
That's a new theme song.
Xander.
Doom.
All right, so Wayne needs to clip that. It's a new theme song.
Doom, 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 doom.
Does anyone, like, honestly, Invader's in the Doom song. Doom, doom, doom,
doom, doom. Oh, yeah, that little weird puppet dog. Doom.
Doom doom doom
doom doom
doom
doom doom doom doom doom.
Space. All right. Actually, space demons lips glasses.
They have feelings too, Crafty.
Now we have Secret of Monkey Island versus Crash Bandicoot.
Oh,
not true.
Easy. Wash, wash,
wash, wash.
Damn right.
Sounds nasty.
Jeffrey, my good sir.
Dude, you already know, man.
Crash, all right. May.
Meanwhile, Crash. Jeffrey does not know.
Already knows. He's like, hold on.
Hey.
You mean me? Aww.
I said Crash.
Okay. Birdie.
We all gotta love the Bandicoot.
Dude, right, Gonk? I played Asteroids for years.
Well, I mean, that's why we play Crash. We want to fuck the Bandicoot.
Oh, shit.
Xander.
Yo, that is some... You different. Crash?
Well,
what is a Bandicoot?
All right, Shannon Crafty.
Fuck.
Crash versus Sucker Monkey Island, sir.
Man, it says Spyro.
Mars is on the list.
I'm trying to crash an that Bandicoot, if you know what I mean.
All right.
Oh, they look like little cute.
Now
rats.
We have Contra versus Turtles in Time.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. But you're not looking at the tablet.
That's a good one.
Definitely.
No. All right. It's Turtle. It's
Turtle Time?
Or Bandicoot.
Time, man.
You want a pizza party? All right, my boy.
No, it's because you can tell it right behind me.
Hey.
I say Turtles as well.
Birdie.
If I say Turtles, will my children listen?
Probably not.
You can try it.
Gong.
My patience is wearing thin, and I'm banishing you to a time warp from which you will never return.
All right, Xander.
Hard mode, bro. Beat the game in hard mode. I'm like, I'm good, man. You know, I enjoy myself.
So, which one?
Turtles, of course.
Okay. Shane.
Turtles and Toms. Thank you, Xander. It's been a great
friend. All right.
20 years.
Crafty. Contra. French. All right. Contra's eliminated because everybody voted for Turtles but you.
I'm going to grab me a soda. Be right back.
That soda grabs back.
Now Xander's my proxy if I'm not back in time.
Now we have Punch Out versus Asteroids. Mr. Jeffrey.
Punch Out, man.
Second with Mike Tyson. I see it. All right.
Yeah, dude.
Nay.
Punch Out.
Birdie.
Punch Out.
Asteroids.
Oh boy.
Right?
Shame.
I'm with them with the Roller Coaster Tycoon, man.
I was gonna say both at this point. Punch Out for me, you know, probably Punch Out for Shane.
Crafty. All right. Too bad it's eliminated.
Just say Shander for now.
Yes, Shander.
Final Fantasy VII versus Donkey Kong Country.
Oh, Lord.
Jeffrey.
Gotta be Donkey Kong, man.
That in a second. All right. Man.
Gotta be DK over here.
Birdie.
Donkey Kong.
Kong.
You know, just to get Final Fantasy out of the list, let's do Donkey Kong.
All right.
Kong, bring your
balls down. Bring your balls down.
Kong. I mean, Xander, shit.
Well, I mean, since nobody, you know, I guess I'll go Final Fantasy.
I'm going to charge him an extra $5 next time he comes in.
No, he'll probably go
DK. I'm back.
Donkey Kong or Final Fantasy VII?
Final Fantasy VII.
We're losing, though. It doesn't matter.
Patrick's going to say Donkey Kong, probably.
And Pac says Donkey Kong.
All right.
They got tired of it winning, bro.
I respect.
Brave balls down.
Square Enix is out of this record for once. All right. Roller Coaster Tycoon versus... Yeah. Spyro.
Dude. That's all about Moon Man.
It had a good run.
No disrespect.
So, Spyro.
Yep. I'll go Spyro.
Okay. What do they want then? Birdie.
You know my vote.
Mine was a better game.
Spyro. Gone.
You know, Jimmy, I said the same thing. I was like, what do they want?
The show was good.
I'm going to Spyro.
Sander.
Spyro.
Shane Crafty.
I'm not just trying to be a contrarian, but I really would pick Roller Coaster Tycoon.
We get it, man. You had a good time.
There you go, man.
Killing people on roller coasters.
Tell them. Come here.
Spyro's a great game. I thought Spyro was fun. I appreciate what it was, but
I played also says sorry. Roller coaster.
Pokemon Red and Blue versus Digimon.
Oh, no.
Whoa, what just happened?
You're going to get canceled.
This is a reunion. Well, this isn't about
the
shows. Battle.
This is about the games. Damn, well, I don't know.
It's about the fanship.
Dude, all right, so.
Oddworld's going to have a free pass this one, apparently.
At North Pike, there was two clicks.
Just go.
And there was a Digimon click. And I was always a part of the Pokemon click, man, so. I'm sorry.
Rep your set.
Represent your shit, motherfucker.
We the best.
Don't worry, Jeffrey Cousin, we all refunded.
Okay, we got did up. Bro.
Dude, we got made fun of just then.
Yeah.
All right. So, bullied, if you will.
We got touched a lot of places.
I'm sorry. Birdie.
Wait, where are they? Is it Pokemon Digimon?
Yeah. Molded and folded.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Spread it open. That was
fun. Next one with Digimon.
Pikachu.
All right, gone.
Pokemon.
Xander.
Digimon. It's a better show.
Shane.
I'm going to have to go with Pokemon. I didn't play either. Didn't watch either. I suck. But Pokemon.
Correct. You go ahead and say Digimon. Well,
Pokemon, I guess monster.
Me, you, and Pack is dying alone because fuck Pokemon. Fuck that shit with a passion. Oddworld's going to get a... So we're going to have A Link to the Past versus Sonic the Hedgehog.
Damn. I did that to myself.
Jeffrey.
Disappointment.
Was the second one Sonic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with that one, man.
Okay.
Yep.
May, hurt yourself and get the answer.
Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy Melvin's in the game with us.
There was no right choice.
What was the first one? I gotta remember this.
A Link to the Past versus Sonic.
Sonic.
Gone.
Sonic.
Xander.
A Link to the Past.
Shane. Shane.
Shane.
Hold on, my teammate's down. I need a rest.
Crafty. Yeah, definitely getting eliminated anyway.
Access Sonic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't have said Sonic. Would have made it, might have could have been a tie.
Okay, what was it? I'm sorry.
It didn't matter. Sonic versus Link to the Past, but Sonic's going to win.
Oh, yeah. I probably would have picked Sonic.
Yeah, we can't have a game Jimmy likes to play as, like, the top.
Damn right. Damn right. That's how it goes. Now we have Street Fighter 2 Turbo versus Gauntlet. Jeffrey.
And
Luke.
The first one.
Okay.
I didn't even say it, but...
Hey.
Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Plus, Sonic's revolutionary, man.
What was that, Jeffrey?
I thought I couldn't hear exactly what you said, but it sounded like Street Fighter. And I was like, fuck it. Gotcha. Number one.
Colin.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Xander.
Turbo.
Shane.
Street Fighter.
Crafty. Gauntlet loses.
Street Fighter on SNES, to be specific.
Yeah.
At Xander's house, by the way.
You are.
Yeah. Doom versus what?
Doom versus The Sims.
Doom.
Okay.
I'll take Sims for 300.
You can see yourself right on out.
Hold on. Didn't these two just go up against each other? No, they... Never mind. It wasn't. Yeah. It was Sim City.
I voted against Doom last time, knowing good and well that it was going to be coming around again anyway. So, hey.
This is the time.
30.
I'm gonna sing the Doom song. Doom, 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 doom.
I'm hoping for the memes. We get Sims to win, so I'm going Sims.
Sander.
No,
I got to use common sense this time, bro. Fucking damn memes. It's Doom.
All right, Shane.
I'm gonna have to go with Sims.
Crafty.
You weird, bro.
Sims. All right, everybody, this podcast is over. It's been nice talking to y'all. Peace.
Toss my laptop across. You should be running, James.
We're talking about the original Zoom. We don't really get the time to dig into any of these games that much. Doom, I meant. But like, think about how much more interesting the game Sims is than Doom. It's an epic game.
I don't want to play a game where I'm trying to live fucking life. I want to play a game where I'm going out there and killing fucking demons.
But like when it's 2D, when it's 2D, like when you're talking about specific games, it matters. I'm just saying the original.
Killing demons from hell on Mars, building a house and talking to people and having a jacuzzi party. I don't give a damn about none of that bullshit.
I'm saying I want to be bathed in fucking blood.
That's fair, but you have to understand why some people would.
The hours I spent.
Yeah, I understand. I
think Doom is sick too, but just in a different kind of way, I guess.
Crash Bandicoot versus Turtles in Time. Jeffrey.
Now, this ain't right.
All right. I got
Shane, you're where are we saying some ballot now? Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Dude, eat pizza, not drugs, man.
All right. All right, man.
Turtles.
Birdie.
Am I turtly enough for the Turtle Club?
Turtles.
Xander.
Master Disguise.
Good movie.
Okay, Shane.
I ain't had a PlayStation since 2009, fam. I'm going with the Turtles.
And then Mr. Crafty. Okay, Turtles 1.
Crash is exclusively on PlayStation.
Oh, I didn't know that, man.
You had your run, Crash. You had your run.
Fuck this bracket.
Turtles in the ass shell. Turtles.
Punch Out versus Donkey Kong Country.
Wash.
Tyson.
All right, me.
Apparently not. Donkey Kong Country.
Birdie.
Donkey.
Oh.
Kong.
Tyson got nothing on DK.
All right,
DK.
Shane.
Okay, it's Donkey Kong versus what now?
Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Okay, yeah, Donkey Kong.
Crafty. Okay. Donkey Kong wins, then we got Spyro versus Pokemon.
Man, Donkey Kong don't bite nobody's ears off.
That's a great point.
Personal.
Spyro versus Pokemon, Jeffrey. Spyro
for Pokemon?
Yeah.
Pokemon, dude.
Yay, okay, Birdie.
Pyro. Oh.
I mean, May. Sorry.
Pyro.
Okay, Birdie.
What are the games?
Spyro versus Pokemon.
Well.
Oh.
No, it's Spyro.
Gong.
Hey, whatever game wins at the end of this, Jimmy has to stream it, right?
Oh.
You buy it, I will.
I'm going to go Pokemon.
Was the Teletubbies still on there?
Hey, that's a good one, dude.
Xander.
Spyro.
But Xander has to play alone. That's the only catch.
And Peppa Pig.
I'll play some Spyro. Peppa Pig. Oh, no, that's a game?
Oh, it is. It is. It's not the Bagel game you
simulator.
Think. Oh, no.
Oh, I want to see one of y'all stream for Papara the Rapper.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If I could find it, ooh. I would.
The original, the first one.
Yes, the first Guitar Hero.
Yeah, low key, I used to have that game and I threw it away because I was like, this game is lame. I swear to God, I was so young. I had a PlayStation 2.
He didn't know.
Whatever one was on the PlayStation 2.
Take that off because I fucked this bracket up. Whatever. Shane, Spyro versus Pokemon.
Spyro.
Spokemon.
Crafty. Okay, get that fucking pocket and digital monster bullshit out of here. Sonic versus Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
I thought we did that one already.
Not versus Sonic, I don't think.
We're on the third. We're on the third level.
Yeah,
now.
It was a Link to the Past versus Sonic. So it's Sonic versus Street Fighter 2.
Damn, man.
Come on, Jeffrey. Which one are you choosing?
Christ. Dude, probably Street Fighter, but that's a hard one, man. I like
all right, May.
Sonic.
Fuck you, Birdie.
Sonic.
So
where's hers? Fighters.
What? What dog?
Street Fighter.
Okay. Xander.
Street Fighter.
Shane.
Hey, in my best Kevin Gates impression, I'm going to have to keep it raw with you, dog.
Bro, that was terrible.
Hey, listen.
I can't be the one you love.
I'm going to have to tell you, I can't go with Street Fighter.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
There's some sexism going on.
Oh, how's that sex?
All right, Peg. Save this. Don't let Sonic win. Get that fucking bullshit out of here.
Sonic is legendary, dude.
You know why he's saying it's sexist? Because I'm the only female and he didn't swear at me.
Oh, wow. Dude. We had to talk. Didn't we just have a podcast about this? Oh, my God. There's an incel in the lot. No,
I went against him and he did it. Yeah, because I said Sonic and everyone else who said it, he's like, ooh.
I can't do that because this is technically my gaming wife and I don't need her screwing me over in other games.
Pac says no Sonic.
Trying to hear that shit, bro.
No Sonic. Street Fighter takes Sonic out.
This is why your wife lost.
The anger.
All right, so now we have The Sims versus Turtles in Time.
Right, who won the last one?
Street Fighter.
Oh, okay.
I swear to God, if we don't get this garbage ass Sims game, the fuck out of here.
Man, Turtles, man.
Thank you. A real one already.
Truth, you would have won if you had been here.
Truth, you would have won $50 if you would have been here.
You would have, man.
Turtles in Time.
So which one, Jeffrey?
Turtles.
Thanks. And Turtles, Birdie?
So I'm actually going to go join the memes and go,
Hey, gone.
Fuck that shit.
That's what the Sims speak. That's what they sound like.
Oh, yeah, Shane, don't you know about the Sims?
I haven't played in a while, honestly. But
oh, you fake out here, boy.
Not really.
We done caught you.
Everybody, you know,
Shane, do the right thing, bro. 20 years, you've been talking about this the whole
true,
time. Come
so
on.
True.
He was muted.
Sorry about that, Truth. I'm so sorry, but Xander.
That's just Crash's fault.
Shane.
Listen, Xander, listen, I don't fold, bro. I don't fold. I'm dedicated. I'm dedicated to the cause. Listen,
don't you fucking switch up.
Hey, Turtles in Time. Listen,
that's right.
Listen, I played Sims, but I didn't
Crafty's going to say Sims.
I love that Turtles in Time.
Okay. Sims is eliminated. Get that shit out of here.
Finally. Thank goodness.
Thank you.
Donkey Kong Country versus
I'm tired of having it defended like so.
Jeffrey, Donkey Kong versus the Purple Dragon.
Dude, Donkey Kong, man.
Okay. My boy's sticking it with me.
This is good. Tough. This is tough.
Dang.
Oh, what's a monkey to a dragon?
That's racist.
I'm pretty sure that monkey could fuck up that dragon and smash. So you're going Spyro?
Going Spyro.
Hey, that's a good conversation.
Would Spyro be in Smash? Yeah, everything else is.
Oh, hell no, dude. Spyro.
Jesus Christ. Birdie.
Don't you dare disrespect.
No, you're gonna. Here we go. Can you hear it? See if we can hear it.
Wait a second. Let her find the right sound clip.
She's trying to find the DK rap.
No! I was. Well. No, I was doing Spyro's theme song.
So Spyro.
Oh, yeah. That
song.
Didn't they make a movie about this?
They did.
Wasn't that Shrek 1?
Puck you.
I'm going with Donkey Kong.
Xander.
Spyro. Damn, that just kind of hurt me a little bit.
No, true. This is crappy sometimes.
Listen. It hurts me too. It really does hurt me too. But in the same breath, I played Spyro a lot. I think Spyro was one of the first three or four games I ever beat. Yeah. Was a Spyro game. And that shit meant a lot to me. Like on the original PlayStation.
Did you cry after you beat the game or something?
It's possible. I mean, I was a young child.
So Spyro?
Sorry.
Okay. Spyro can fuck off to Oddworld, man.
James, shut the fuck up.
I legit have more fun playing Oddworld than Spyro.
Street Fighter. I forgot I had Oddworld. Street Fighter 2 versus. I forgot it was on the list. Street Fighter 2 versus. Yeah, Street Fighter 2 versus Turtles in Time.
Oh.
Whoa.
Xander. I'm sorry, dude.
Yo, bro, you better not leave me, bro.
Jeffrey, my friend.
Wait a second.
Keep it pushing, y'all. Keep it
all
real.
All right. He's thinking it real, May.
Shit, hold on, man. I'll stand on this hill alone. Fuck it. Turtles, man. All
right. Ooh.
Birdie.
Turtles.
Oh.
Can we just combine them and declare it tournament fighters?
Which one?
I'm gonna go with
it hurts
Street
it?
Fighter. It yeah. does.
What the hell? What the fuck, dude? What is dude, yeah, turtles, man. I ain't changing.
Shane.
I've been real. Never switched up.
Listen,
Jane.
Listen,
bro. I'm gonna fight you.
Same here. Listen, no, same here, dude. Turtles in Time. I'm not switching up, dude. But I wear it on my chest. I'm going all the way to the top.
Street Fighter 2, Crafty. Okay, Street Fighter 2 is out of here. The last long enough.
Yeah, I'm gonna be real. Since 007 went out, Turtles has been my only hope.
Bro, yes. So now we have Spyro versus Oddworld Apes Odyssey.
Boy, this is about to be crazy. Boy.
Oddworld skipped the whole bracket. He out here.
Hey, you trying to hold on.
I actually messed the bracket up.
What?
Jeffrey, which one, Oddworld. Sir?
Okay, so what's that again? Oddworld and
versus
one of
Spyro.
Versus Spyro.
Yeah.
Probably Spyro, yeah.
Bang.
Oh, Chang was still alive.
Quick question. Was Red Page ever? See
that. What is it?
Oh.
Spyro versus Oddworld.
It was.
Spyro.
Gone.
Spyro.
Sander.
Yeah, I had to watch like this and out Spyro.
Shane.
Spyro. Xander's right.
Yeah, I'm sitting yes, right. You will. I'm sitting yes, right. You will. Crafting up center right through which you fuck the purple dragon. I've never enjoyed Spyro playing it at all.
May the lightning strike the top of the hill and set you both on fire.
We're still not even sure which one of these little squirmish.
No, I chose Spyro. What watch are we talking about?
So it's come down to Spyro versus Turtles.
Is the last two?
Yep.
What?
I ain't scared.
I'm being real.
Keep it in. Turtles, all that I hear. Turtles.
Green them, man. Right. Green meme machine.
Turtles. All right.
Okay. Cowabunga, dude.
Let's go. Let's Birdie. Go.
Birdie? She mad?
Turtles.
Damn,
yeah.
Yeah.
Turtles.
Okay, gone.
Turtles. Let's go.
Xander.
Spyro. No, I'm playing. Yo, you switched up at the last minute. Yeah, bro. Turtles. Come on, I ain't playing. Okay.
Yeah. Xander's looking at me. He's like, sorry, man. Had to do what I had to do, bro. Like, sorry, I switched up. No, absolutely 1,000% Turtles. Shout out to Spyro, but Turtles is the way to go.
Crafty, you made
her
alone?
Put her own dragon down.
Okay. Well, it looks like I got to get the Cowabunga collection. Me and Xander has to go through Turtles in time through. He can bring his SNES over.
That'd be bad.
No.
Nope.
No.
Hell no.
Rampage was good.
I pulled it off a list, and the list had like 10 games that was Mario based, and I was like, I got to change some of this up.
Dude, listen, I got to tell you, I don't think we've done one of these. Like, and a lot of us are the usual characters for these, which is awesome. It's nice to always have the same characters back and new people like Jeffrey. And I think Jeffrey is the only new person, but it's awesome. We haven't had a wash before at the end. Like, it was like not everybody picks the same thing.
That's true.
That is first wash.
Yeah, like.
GTA is all about shooting people. Oh, great.
Get out of here, bro. He's like, it's not a wash. No, man, it's a wash. It's a wash.
It just disappears from the chat. It's like, it's a wash. It's a wash.
It's a wash. We never hear from him again. Dang, bro. James is like, I ain't playing that shit, bro.
All right. It's all about picking up the hookers.
It's all good now.
He's like, yeah, it's a wash, y'all. It's a wash on your job.
Yeah. Wash on your electricity bill.
Yes. Anyway, we're going to run about another 30, 40 minutes and we'll call it. So it's a good topic. Since we got a lot of people.
How about that new GTA?
Oh, my God.
I've actually never played GTA.
What?
Are you talking about the GTA 16-year-old? I think you might be 17.
I feel like that was oddly sexual, Shane. What the fuck's going on, bro?
No, apparently the person...
I don't want to hang out with you no more. I ain't playing the game with you no more.
Apparently the person who hacked...
he was a kid.
Sorry. Or the teenager. It's like, what?
It was a teenager from London.
They're like, hey, they tell the police, hey, don't put him in jail. We want him to come work for us.
Oh, yeah, you already noticed what happened. They gave him more options. They're like, hey, man. Like,
no, you did a good job, son. Look, we're literally going to slap you on the wrist and give you a job. So
we're going to hire you, brother.
The instructions were on Chico Central.
Fucking right.
Birdie, how?
Huh. How?
How did you never play GTA?
Because my life has always been Nintendo. And like, while I have an Xbox, I've never like have thought about it. Like, and if you know, like, if you watched my streams, what games I play, driving games are never really in my arena.
It's about shooting people. It's about doing illegal shit.
Has anybody else in the chat not played this game? Like, you've got it, Bertie. You've got probably the only person I think I've ever met that's never played.
You suggest a lot to people. Yeah, man. Let's just say
that. What's that?
Yeah, I've never thought about playing Grand Theft Auto.
So is it one of those things where it's just kind of like, it's such a big name thing, but you just never cared about it?
I've never cared about it. Like,
I understand. Yeah.
I think the big thing that always got me about GTA is it was even because I think I feel like I did read and it might have turned me off, so it gave me like a bias on it. But how GTA in correlation to a lot of the like kid violence that was going on.
Yes.
They said that because even though it was rated M, kids were still able to buy it and play it. And so they're saying, like,
shout out to the OG parents.
Right? So like some of the violence went correlated with playing that.
She said that's nice, how lady. Ain't that right, Truth?
The crackdown on they started cracking down then on like looking at the page.
Pac-Man is.
It's about like the ESPN. No, Truth.
She's not a nice lady. No, she's wild.
Is she faking right now? I don't know.
She's wild and corrupt. Just tune into D&D. You'll find out how wild and corrupt she's in. Just find out. That's poor Meg. Poor Meg's got a baby on the way because of what she did.
What?
Rule number three.
So, and, 2 Saturdays ago, Bertie used a suggestion spell on an elf to sleep with Mang, and Mang couldn't pull out in time, and yeah, he has a baby on the way with an elf.
So it was consented, right?
Well, right? No, it was suggested. Hey, that's the thing.
I ain't trying to hear that bullshit. Hey, no. Yeah. Me too is a man as well, guys.
So, man. Come on.
Xander, the first day of the campaign was Truth awesome, I'll always too. Protect the
president.
No.
No.
Let's just put it like this. The very first campaign we did, she got kidnapped and she slept her way out of being kidnapped just about.
I want to jerked her way out of jail.
Really, you're about to recruit a lot of new players to y'all's game.
We getting it in, right?
Everybody in the chat's like, so where's that Discord?
Yeah, no, if you go watch the mods, it's up there. I actually just need to like save them.
But there's a couple... Protect the president.
Yeah.
I can't really talk shit about it because every time I ended up playing D&D in real life, I was always sleeping with somebody in the fucking game for whatever reason. And it worked. And I caught Ace before.
Hey, we are
oh my gosh, this is a problem.
Sleeping our way through this campaign. But but yes, no. I managed to
Is this just you or the rest of them not slanging no D or nothing like that? Do they just have you out here just throwing it?
So Pac-Man is
he's getting everybody else laid.
Okay, that's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
He's being a homie.
That's the best part, yeah. It was just funny because he like Mang's character was very, very virginal. And it was really cute. So managed to help.
No man ever wants to hear that.
I was supposed to have a nice, pure, wholesome character. And she used Jedi mind tricks to get him raped by some elf woman.
And apparently I'm doing all my bad stuff because he's taking after me, so.
Too good.
Well, to be fair.
It was his first time. What was he supposed to do, man?
He got nervous.
To be fair, she did lock her legs. So the other hand now.
All right, now see, this is just crazy. Now. that is rape. He didn't deserve that.
Campaign is a subscription.
Oh, Jesus Christ, how is this free on YouTube right now?
It ain't.
It ain't free. Nothing's free.
Should monetize, bro.
Get this money. get the bag.
This is the OnlyFans content. Can you imagine somebody is just chilling somewhere, like listening to like that being explained out via like audio amongst friends, of course, and then they're just like,
okay.
Give me the link to the audio book.
Why would they do that?
Shane, that's actually how it was.
Yeah.
Like in the first one, I literally like went into that detail. It was silent.
we didn't know what we could
that's
say.
That's amazing.
I was waiting to see if you would fail. Because you can't just explain things. There are roles for them. You have to succeed at certain roles. And it's like, she's gonna fail. She's gonna fail.
Ghostbusters.
She's gonna fail. How the fuck did you get out of prison?
I was so caught off guard. I was like, I don't know how to process this.
I said the new Ghostbusters is kind of like Dead by Daylight.
Hey, bro, if you can get out of prison that way, you would do it too.
No, we fought and then giant killer fucking clowns. Wolves and shit to get to her, and she's like, "No, it's cool. I got this."
Holy like, shit!
I'll meet you outside.
Oh, where
she walks out riding on top of a wolf.
No, I was naked. I was just naked, trying because I left all my clothes back in my cell, trying to get out.
Yo, Jeffrey, I see you, brother. I see you. Jeffrey said, "What the hell?"
Lights up a cigarette. I gotta play this game.
Trying to figure out.
What's up, guys?
Oh yeah, Scarlet and Violet already has way more pre-orders.
I'm playing Dragon Forward. Truth. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Hmm?
What were you saying?
I was like, I rolled a D20 one time.
Am I good to go? Can I
be in the group now?
am I up next? Is it my turn?
What do you think the next big game is going to be that's going to like just totally become the streamed game?
I thought Auto 6 more than like.
Which one?
Right now it's that Disney. Year. That's that Disney Dream World thing.
Man, get that shit.
Yeah, what?
Disney Animal Crossing game.
What are you talking about, man?
Seriously, yeah, I've seen that pop up everywhere.
Is this like Disney Infinity?
Everything on the quest.
No, not Disney Infinity.
I salute you, Truth. I salute you. That's something that this can't. Something needs to happen in this campaign.
What is it?
No, Jimmy, you just need to say yes to my ultimate move.
We have to talk about that, Madam.
Who just said Ghostbusters?
Yeah, the new Ghostbusters, yep.
You really think people are really going to be streaming it like they're
streaming? No, dude. Hey, people be playing that stuff like that.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space, yes.
Killer Clowns, yes. There's also another game. What was it? I was talking with Jimmy and I were talking, Carnival. And I put it, it's Carnival. Carnival. Carnival looks like it would be a good one. Yes.
It's not out yet.
It's not out yet, but you are literally like turned into wind-up bunnies, and you have to like stay away from the Carnival Master. Yeah. Yes.
I was about to say Truth. I don't really want to hear that. People gave up Mario Strikers for fucking Omega Strikers.
So I think when this drops next year, it probably did one of the biggest game streams for a little while. Then it's probably going to die down, but that's probably going to be Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
Give it a few months right now. The new Pokemon games. Especially through Amazon, you can get extra potions.
Oh my goodness.
I tried, Shane.
Oh, yeah. If I could, I would get the world into one fucking just. I just want everybody to abstain from buying Pokemon until they release that fan-made shit that's been going around the internet. The last like Which 3 years now. It's like they took the Pokken shit, the Pokken tournament shit, and actually made a whole actual thing for Sinnoh.
Mm.
Where at the end of the video it's always showing Infernape and Empoleon doing their mega evolutions. Now, like the Pokemon everybody the Pokemon been waiting MMO. For.
Play Temtem. There you go.
Guys, I'm not going to lie. Power World I think might be a good one. There's nothing that's going to be able to come in the top 10 of streaming of games. Huh? They could just pop up anytime soon.
It's kind of like Pokemon, like but
Fortnite, can, the numbers you know, and of people them. That are actually streaming and watching games like Fortnite.
You can force them into labor. For some reason, though,
Valorant is number 2 on this list of like current like 7
days. Yeah, because Valorant is it's a free-to-play game for one, and it's become really popular with people who like Fortnite and stuff like that.
But also, right now, they're doing, if I remember correctly, Valorant was doing their tournament.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that's why, like, you have to think about it, because, like, when I went on Twitch, like, if I just go back to the Twitch's thing, like, the top things that come up is
probably Street Fighter 6. You're right, Drew.
So there is a lot of Fortnite going on.
Oh yeah.
But then it was Well, Latino streamers, but yeah, it was for the longest, like for the for the last couple of weeks, it was Valorant because they were doing a massive tournament. Now Fortnite might go up because then they're starting a tournament.
Damn.
I've seen a lot of people play these games called Backrooms or something.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if that's like really really popular, but I've seen a lot of like it's basically it's kind of like a weird horror game.
It's a fad that'll go over quick, I think.
Yeah.
Just like Craig.
That's what they thought about SCPs, man.
Yeah, but they keep making new SCPs. They're not going to keep making new Backrooms.
All of these other ones.
Because, I mean, there's only so much you can do with it. It's just run around in a bunch of fucking Backrooms.
Well, actually, there's a whole untouched side of the Backrooms that is almost as expansive as the SCP universe. About all the different creatures that can fucking kill you inside of the back room.
When I saw people playing, I was like, this does kind of look like some SCP crap. Like, they could possibly put those two worlds together if they wanted to.
What the hell?
So it's exactly like Pokemon.
You talking about Pokemon before Pokemon, like the Pokemon sequel, the Pokemon War.
What is just chatting?
Just chatting is.
That's how I'm gonna make my money, bro.
Oh no, that's bikinis, hot tubs, and
Amaranth and all the OnlyFans chicks.
So pretty much just chatting is where the streamer talks with the chat, basically.
Oh, it's number 4 on like the most streamed.
Well, so like if people just want to talk, they do it. Like they have nothing to do, they'll put it because more people will go to it. Like
that's crazy. Interesting.
I don't know. I had pretty good success with just reading fucking the first 3 chapters of Jane Eyre. It's like my most viewed videos for the on-demand shit. So there's a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, you know, if I think about what I'm going to do, if I do what I'm thinking about, it'll probably be like one of my most viewers.
I'm pretty sure it's just because just chatting catches everything that doesn't fall into something.
Yeah.
And it's going to be sad because of like just the fact of what I would do would get streamers, and it's just how it works, which is.
We're like a brawl and. Get into a hot tub or something.
What you're gonna be a hot tub streamer?
Like, push the things up and be like, "Hey guys, oh my god, I'm like eating some food or something."
How about cosplaying?
Yeah. 5 gifted subs. I write your name.
Jimmy's got it.
That's right, bang. 5 gifted subs. Well, see, I write your name.
Cosplaying would actually be a fairly good way to get into it, though. But it's like you would have to be careful because
10 gifted names. You choose where I write your name.
Most dudes would be like, "Yo, get the titties out, bro." Whatever big titty anime girl, they will all be asking for that.
Well, yeah.
But we have VTubers for that. Don't worry about that.
It ain't the same.
Okay, here's the thing, though, is that they want you, like, I feel like I'm always on the fence about it.
Right?
Because I feel it. I'm like, I'm happy that these women feel really good in being, like, next to nothing online. Having potentially thousands of people watching them. But for me, like, it makes my skin crawl.
And I say, get the bag.
Yeah, well, I just got to say that. Right?
There's definitely a moral road you could take, but all I'm going to say is, you know, you do you and get the bag, man.
Don't worry, guys. I'm in the process of getting the money for her to do a cosplay. We're all good.
You sick fuck. Hey,
what about that? That
crack like, I've been trying to ease into it, bro.
No. Legitly, I said, how many biddies to do a Lisa cosplay from Ganeshin? She gave me a price, so I'm going to get it done.
Buddy, don't you let James pimp you.
Hey.
Don't you let James cyber pimp you. Don't you do this.
Yo, I have a question that I want to ask, like, just because it's not that often that I have so many people that are so knowledgeable about games all in one circle. Does anybody think that they should or they should have made a Half-Life 3?
Well, everybody's been working on it, I guess.
I think they already have it. I think that's just being held hostage. That's my conspiracy theory.
Don't worry, Meg. That's mine, too.
They're like, no. Hold off another year. We're close to a riot at this point.
No, see, this is what I think. I think Portal 3 has been made already, just got held hostage. I think Left 4 Dead 3 got made, but they're like, nah, let's just do this game called Back 4 Blood.
Here, question, do you think Left 4 Dead 3 was like eventually what Back 4 Blood became? Do you think they actually still have Left 4 Dead 3?
I actually think that's what happened to Left 4 Dead 3. But I think they got the blueprints for Left 4 Dead 3, and they're looking at it and they're just like, we're going to keep this in the bag, and if we need money, we'll do that. If Steam starts going down, yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll release Half-Life 3, Portal 3.
That's that bag of tricks. That's like that last shot.
Waiting for.
You know how disappointing that would be if it was a game that they developed 13 years ago and then they decided to put it out now?
Well, I mean, the Metroid game with Nintendo.
They did show that they had, what was it? What was it? The Half-Life game that they released with a VR?
Alex.
Yeah, Half-Life Alex.
Yeah.
Like, so, but, I mean, they kind of showing that the people do still care about
it. Right, truth. That's what I think, too.
Half-Life Chain of Memories.
I have given.
Half-Life 358.
Listen, I was just about to say, I've consistently given Kingdom Hearts a load of shit for like the past decade before 3 came out. Honestly, the Half-Life and Valve and Steam or whoever all is responsible for that, they have done way worse because they'll put you out.
At least Kingdom Hearts has kind of been trying to, like, you know, tease everybody over the few years. But
you also got to understand, Kingdom Hearts 3, yes, it took about 15 years to develop, but they also put out other games in that time. They also dreams out distance, the cell phone games, stuff like this. So they were trying to keep the fans held over so they can get 3 remade in the Unreal Engine. Because that's what killed that process.
As a Kingdom Hearts fan complaining, it's like and a Half-Life fan looking at you and be like, yeah, you don't know how good you got it.
It's that meme, first time here, as you're being around with the news from the
Damn.
Oh, what's the matter, True? What's the matter with Kingdom Hearts 3?
Please don't talk about it. You hit a sore spot.
Uh-oh.
Let's not get on Persona.
You know what? I got a feeling Persona 6 is going to take about another 5 to 6 years, and they might release it then, but they're too busy trying to do Soul Hackers and this other games.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, like, how are you really going to pass up? How are you going to outdo Persona 5 at this point, right? Like, that is the game.
Expand off Persona 5 and change things up.
How did Strikers do?
Did well, because it was a Dynasty Warriors game and it expanded on the story more and people loved it.
Yeah. So it's like they're going to have that problem now. They're going to have the issue of, like, one to maybe branch out and do different characters versus keeping it with Persona 5.
You think so, Truth? You think Persona 6 will come out in 2024? Persona 5 did have some flaws. I agree. But
too fucking anime for me.
I was supposed to say, I think we're going to get a huge rehash of games once the next engine comes out. Like what they're doing for Ocarina of Time and whatever super advanced engine that shit's in right now.
So right now, the Unreal Engine 5 is really popular, and that's what a lot of the newer games are being developed in. So if you don't have anything that's like high-end graphics-wise for like PC or like a PS5 or Xbox, you know, series, then they're going to have to develop it on the Unreal Engine 4, and that's going to cause so many more problems. Yeah. That's why a lot of games that are coming out for both consoles get canceled for the last gen model.
Yep. Because after a while, they're going to stop even making it for the damn last gen model because it's like there's no real fucking point. And besides that, I mean, we already know usually when they've ever made a last gen model was trash as hell. Like every single time. Like, I remember having like Spider-Man 3 for the fucking PlayStation 2 when it was
hard. Looking at Steam right now.
Does anybody know what the numbers are comparable to like the previous like console sales? Like, how many Modern people Warfare had second, an though. Xbox One by this point in time after release versus, say, the new one?
There's statistics.
True. Yeah, it is kind of backwards compatible, but most developers aren't going to develop it for last-gen consoles anyways.
I'm just curious because it makes me wonder. I feel like that would hold the, you know, the market back for how people want to develop. Like, if only X amount of people have these consoles, you know, it's like, well, what's the point in us trying to put this shit out because we're not going to be able to pay for it, you know, in the...
That makes sense. Wait a couple more years till this console or the people are actually able to get consoles. Or the
economy
more.
Changes up a little bit. Like, because I feel like people don't just be having money to go and buy consoles as much as they maybe used to. And I could be wrong.
That's true. That's very true.
Well, not with the increasing game prices either.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, $70
and nothing. Shit. Certainly none of these games are getting cheaper. That's for sure.
None of them are getting finished.
Exactly. And I think that's, I don't know what the numbers are, but I feel
did you hear
lack of purchasing?
You know what Steam's best selling game is besides second best selling game is right now?
Big Dick on the Beach.
Big Dick on what?
Cyberpunk.
Still haven't finished that yet.
Cyberpunk 2077.
Like $2.
Wow. Oh, yeah, but yeah, and I already know why, James.
Because of the anime. Because of the anime.
Yep.
That and they're about to release their first expansion for it. And they've done so much work over the years that people are actually going back to it and playing it now. But Modern Warfare 2 is the best selling game on Steam.
Dude, I don't know though. I went back and played Cyberpunk like 2 months ago and it had already been through like a year and a half of updates and it shits. Still sucks, man.
Let's go.
Jeff is like, I don't get no damn about no effing anime, bro.
Let's go.
Bro, them lobbies almost came back to what I thought they was going to come back to on Modern Warfare, though.
We'll see. This was, I read this, you know, yesterday or the day. What's three now? Okay, so you have Slime Rancher done took over. This was yesterday when I read that.
A year ago, Game Exchange had about 74 copies. I'm being dramatic. They probably had about 18 copies of Cyberpunk, and they were all selling for $7.99.
So, you know, Square Enix's worst game up to date has been Babylon Falls. Like, they are literally, they have taken that off the PS5. They're quitting selling the game. They're taking off the PS5, the PS4, the Xbox, and the PC. They're shutting down the servers for it and everything. And GameStop is going through and pretty much giving all their copies either for free or they're sending them to the dumpster.
Imagine dumpster diving for your next new game.
Jesus Christ, let's go though. I mean,
but here's the thing though. That game was such a flop and a couple of years later, if you could find that game, it's gonna be worth money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be. That game that sucked ass.
I want to buy it, bro, because it sucks.
Can't find it anymore now.
And then people like us.
You mean No Man's Land?
I was going to say, then people like us will go in there and start talking. Oh, yeah, you remember that game that was so notoriously bad? But no,
I like that Mad Max game. Like, it got slept on when it come out. Now,
yeah, everybody... a lot of people talk good about it now, bro.
Yeah, that Mad Max game is actually about done tripled in price.
Yeah.
I heard Max ain't mad no more.
Bling.
I heard he's actually quite sad.
My name is Ben 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 from Gameranks.
Yeah, actually, No Man's Land's got better.
Welcome to Watch Mojo.
Yeah.
So, is there a game that anybody's really excited for that's releasing in the unseeable future?
Aside from Grand Theft Auto 6?
Yeah, we don't care about your opinion on Grand Theft Auto 6. I'm joking. Yes, go ahead.
You're not joking.
I cannot wait to see what they do with Sonic Frontier. It's going to be so disappointing.
Oh, you didn't hear any news yet? They all said it's disappointing.
I've seen some of the stuff I've seen, just cinematic-wise, I'm like, they've got an idea.
Well, Truth says Street Fighter 6. Anybody excited for that?
I mean, Tim did kind of make Street Fighter 6 sound He did. Really good.
And, the website's lit.
Yeah, the website's good.
Not really much of a fighting game person.
I say Tekken 8. I say I'm more excited for Tekken 8 versus Street Fighter 6. But see, this is coming from somebody who ain't really played no fighting games. Yeah.
But the Tekken always has the little storyline in it where this is kind of like the first real time you get a different story in Street Fighter.
True.
Hatman says Octopath Traveler 2, which I never played the first one.
Oh, Square Enix, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. I never played the first one, but I wanted to play it though.
Yeah, I heard it's really good. I haven't played it.
RPG?
We know Cracktate's going to say Pokemon.
Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope.
No, I never played that.
Okay, you know what?
The first one was good. The first one was fun.
I had Rayman Raven Rabbids on the Wii, and that is as far as I went.
I was just about to say, can we bring back Rayman?
I am both excited to see, of course, Assassin's Creed Mirage. That'll be fun. But the Rise of Ronin, the game looks pretty tight. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. That was good.
What about for you, Birdie? Which one for you?
Oh, I don't even.
I think Jimmy's waiting for Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion. Oh,
you man. Damn skippy I am, motherfucker.
The aggression.
You know I'm ready to play that because you know I've been bitching about it. I want to play Final Fantasy VII Remake, but I don't want to spend the fucking $70.
Yep.
So
do it. Didn't they announce Remake Part 2?
Yeah, they announced it's called Rebirth or something like that.
Okay, yeah, that should be good.
Yeah.
Bethesda will get their shit together, man. I'm behind PS6.
I mean, since I know there will be another one, I can't wait to see what the next Fallout is going to be like.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a live action.
Hey, y'all are the ones that turned me off of Starfield. I cared at first, but y'all,
it's legit. Y'all blew out my camera. We just talk crap about it. Yeah, that's all we do. We just talk crap about it. I mean, it may be great.
Heck, I'm pretty sure it's a 10 for Crafty because he's not speaking. But Gong, Birdie, how excited are y'all for Pokemon from a scale from 1 to 10?
2.
Like a 3?
There we go.
Jesus Christ.
And these are from Pokemon fans.
That's, I mean, like, when I was younger, okay, so my kids, 8 and 5, prime age to, like, get into Pokemon. Prime age.
What?
What's
the new damn Pokemon game anyway? What was the shit?
Scarlet and Violet.
Pokemon, so they got that for Christmas. And they haven't even touched it.
How about Sword and Shield?
Oh, yeah, no, Sword and Shield. Sword and Shield. Brilliant, they got them Sword and Shield.
And whatever.
What about the Suicide Squad? Kill the Justice League.
Bruh, okay, yes, let's go. Because Rock said he's doing that one.
Mang, Payday 3.
Oh my God. 15 years ago today, Halo 3 was released on the Xbox 360.
Bro, don't bring up Halo.
Oh, bro, let's go.
The game sold nearly 15 million copies, making it the most sold game on the 360. Some will argue that this is one of the best games of all time.
It was, but hey, look at where it's at right now.
I just stumbled across that. That's crazy.
Yeah, fuck 343.
Halo 3, best game of all time? Nah.
Jeffrey's like, he likes a blunt.
Yo, fake out here. What? Oh, trash. Fuck
turtles, man. Turtles.
I don't think that there's a game that I'm excited for because that's the problem is that, like, I need to get out there more. But I play mostly, like, I mostly play MMORPGs.
So we're not going to say Carnival Hunt. Gotcha.
Well, I am excited for Carnival Hunt. I am. And I think I have it on my wish list. But, like, I don't know when it's going to drop. And I wish they would do, like, a beta for it because I'd love to beta for it.
Yeah, I don't know what Carnival Hunt is.
Beta soon.
I mean, I heard y'all talk about it, but it's just...
All right, guys.
I would almost say Diablo 4 wouldn't be bad. But I have this feeling for Blizzard that they should just quit making games.
How many more times? That was awesome. How many more times would y'all be like, maybe Blizzard can be nice now, to us?
My hope is that Blizzard will stop making games and just start making animated movies because their cinematics are amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, I will say their World of Warcraft movie was good.
A lot
good.
Of people say it was actually all right.
Wow, true. We are on the same mind length right now. Fuck Nintendo, you're right.
Boy, don't Nintendo make one of your favorite games of all time?
It used to be one of my favorite games. And, you know, Nintendo.
Hold up now, James.
Yeah, you heard me.
Oh, so you done switched up. You ain't with Zelda no more.
Man, I haven't enjoyed a good Zelda game in a long time. Which is
no more Zelda. It's all turtles for him now. Man,
we're about okay, to all yeah. turtles. The sewer hideout is what it is from now on.
Yeah, that's yeah. I was for real. You're changing. That turtles on that last
the pizza parlor hideout.
That's it. Sewer hideout. Let's fucking yeah. go.
The sewer hideout. We are gonna not stick out like a sore thumb. I promise. The sewer rats. Podcast.
I mean, that last Ninja Turtles game really was fun. Though. It was good.
Right, Turtles. So, Strange Revenge was amazing.
I am sorry, to tell you the truth, I'm kind of agreeing with you, at least with the Switch, because I think I spent more money on buying parts to replace it than any other gaming console from Nintendo.
Was it because of, the little joystick things or whatever?
There's two of them down here.
So, I first had my, what was it? First I had the joystick drift, which they say that seems to be the normal one.
Yeah.
But then I had where my ZR would dislodge. So I'd have to take it apart to put it back. And now I have to, my kids, her Switch Lite has a Joy-Con, you know, all that stuff. And so it's been bugging me. And I'm like, dude, I really enjoyed it. The DS and everything.
Yeah, that was one.
That was fun. I hate to eat and run, though. I gotta go.
All right, bro. Peace. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
But yeah.
Heck, you know, I'm gonna play Tears of the Kingdom because I'm gonna wanna play it because it's the new Zelda game. I'll let you know when I get through it. If they bring back shrines and I have to do 120 shrines and 4 divine beasts, I'm probably going to set my Switch on fire.
So would you say it's because of the overabundance of the oversaturation of that open world crap that we usually complain about?
Yeah.
Which is too much.
Yeah, that's one reason I had issues with it. At first it was cool, but you know, when you go back and you wonder all right, I want to play it again. And then you start playing it just kind of gets annoying.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
It's like whenever I hear people always talk so much about the game, they're like, oh my God, I love that most. That's the part that I love the most about it. I'm like, have y'all never played an open world game before? In y'all entire lives, have y'all never played a sandbox game before?
But anyway, guys, we're going to wrap up this podcast. Beginning of this podcast, you'll hear the celebration song that we all, me, Shane, and Xander worked on. Hope y'all enjoy it. Also, if you're on my Discord, you can go listen to it now. Thank you, Jeffrey, for coming on. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Yeah, that's cool. Man. Shout out to you, Jeff. We got to get you back more in the atmosphere.
Yeah, dude. Oh, I'm always down.
Mr. Gonjanim, thank you for tuning in, sir. Thank you for helping out the stream as well.
It was awesome to talk to you again, Gong.
Yes, of course.
As
always fun to be here.
Yes.
And then, of course, it's always nice having Miss Birdie back on the stream because I believe she pulls in everyone that she's on, especially that last one, she's got rockets, so it's nice having her on.
Birdie keeps us honest.
I guess someone has to.
Exactly. My point exactly.
We were all on a side about the turtles, I tell you that much.
Right.
So thank you everybody for tuning into this podcast. Be on the lookout for the next one. And yeah, appreciate it. Peace. And congratulations to everybody who won the giveaway. All right.